朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
请我们再打开启示录第五章。 Let's turn back to the book of Revelations chapter 5。 我们今天早上单单要思想第九和第十两节。
We will meditate upon verses 9 and 10。
这是启示录里面的一首新歌。
This is a new song recorded in the book of Revelations。
我曾经在这里提到，有一天当我进到荣耀里去的时候，
I have mentioned this before. When I enter into heaven,
不管是谁来欢迎我，或者有人见到我，如果看到是天使的话，我要他给我看两卷的录影带。
I will ask the first person I meet in heaven to show me two videotapes.
第一个录影带是耶稣基督降生的时候，天使天君在旷野所唱的歌的那个现场的录影。
The first tape I would like to see is the musical offering that the angels gave when Jesus was born.
第二个是保罗和希拉关在监牢里面，他们两个人唱的男声二重唱。
The second tape I would like to see was the duet offered by Paul and Silas when they were in prison.
当我这个礼拜看这段圣经的时候，我将来要向天使要看第三卷的录音带，就是启示录第五章。
But after I've read this chapter, I've decided that when I see the angels in heaven, I will ask for a third tape, which is recorded here today.
如果我们从第九节一直看完十四节，我们看见那个诗歌越来越雄壮，那个诗歌唱诗的人越来越增加。
As we see from verse 9 to 14, the praises become more intense, the involvement becomes more.
十一节诗歌是由千千万万的天使所献唱的诗歌。
In verse 11, we see that the voice of many angels numbering thousands upon thousands.
到了第十三节，天上、地上、地底下、沧海和天地间，一切所有被造之物都加入这个诗班的行列。
By the time we reach verse 13, we see that every creature in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, and on the sea, and all that is in them, they have all joined the choir.
不晓得今天您坐在这里，你的感觉是怎么样？
I don't know how you felt when you were sitting here.
听见他们诗班整个唱也好，听见他们一个一个独唱也好。
Whether you were listening to the choir as a whole, or you were paying attention to some of the soloists.
你说这一辈子什么都可以在教会做，那个上面永远没有我那一份。
Maybe you would feel I can do most things in the church, but I will never be able to sing in the choir.
每一次人家唱四部，我一定唱第五部。
Whenever they sing the four-part harmony, I would invent my own the fifth part.
弟兄姊妹，不管你现在的感觉怎么样，到了启示录第五章的时候，我们每一个人都要加入这个诗班的行列。
No matter how you feel your musical abilities are, by the time we reach verse 13 here, we are all part of this choir.
我们今天只看第九节和第十节，他们唱新歌说，你配拿书卷，配揭开七印，因为你曾被杀，用自己的血从各族各方各民各国中买了人来，叫他们归于神，又叫他们成为国民做祭司，归于神，在地上执掌。
Verse 9 and verse 10 says, And they sang a new song. You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased men for God. From every tribe, language, and people and nation, you have made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they will reign on the earth.
启示录第五章，约翰看见什么呢？看见有一个书卷在那坐着宝座，他这个手上。
In the beginning of this chapter, we see that John saw a scroll.
那个书卷的内容是什么呢？
What is the content of the scroll?
在第四章第一节告诉我们说，那个书卷的内容就是以后必成的事情。
In chapter 4, we see that the scroll contains what will happen in the future.
那实在是一本天书。
Indeed, this is a heavenly book.
因为这本书要把将来发生必然要发生的事情记载在这个书卷上。
On it was recorded all the things that is to happen in the future.
但是约翰心里面非常的着急，甚至非常的痛苦。
But John was very anxious and he was much depressed.
因为那个讲到将来必成的事的这个书卷是被封起来的。
Because he realized that the scroll that will tell us what's going to happen in the future is sealed.
不只是一个印封起来，有七个印把它封住。
It was sealed by seven seals.
没有人能开这个印，也没有人配开这个印。
No man can open it. No man is worthy.
谁配？谁有资格开这个书卷呢？
Who is worthy to break the seals?
在整章的启示录第五章告诉我们，那个羔羊他能，那个羔羊他配。
In this chapter we read, only the lamb is worthy and can open the seals.
在刚才我们所读的第九节、第十节，我们看见他为什么配，他的资格在哪里。
In verse 9 we see why the lamb is worthy and what its qualifications were.
在这里提到三件事情。
Three things were mentioned here.
第一，他的条件是曾经被杀。
First, he was slain.
第二，他用自己的血从全世界买了人归于神。
Second, he has purchased men for God with his own blood.
第三，他让这些用宝血买赎回来的人成为掌管这个宇宙主权的一批人。
And thirdly, he has made all those that he purchased.Into rulers on the earth.
今天早上我们听到诗班介绍这个羔羊的时候
，This morning as we listen to the introduction to the Lamb from the choir，
我们从这两节的圣经更深入一点来认识这个羔羊是怎么样一个羔羊。
And from these two verses, we get a deeper understanding of who this Lamb is.
第一个提到说他曾经被杀
，This Lamb was slain.
羔羊在圣经里面是一个非常重要的一个真理。
The teaching of the Lamb is a very important truth in the Bible.
贯穿在全本的圣经里面。
It is a theme that is weaved throughout the Bible.
我们听传道人说过。
We have heard others said.
亚当夏娃犯罪以后。
When Adam and Eve sinned.
他们发现他们全身赤裸裸。
They realized they were naked.
他们发现他们没有衣服在他们的身上，他们觉得羞愧。
They were shameful.
他们就拿了无花果树的叶子编下来做的裙子遮盖在他们的身上。
They took fig leaves from the trees and weaved together clothes for themselves.
这个故事我们一点都不会陌生。
We are all familiar with this story.
当我们做错事的时候
，When we have done something wrong，
我们总是希望马上找一些人为的方法来遮盖我们的丑陋。
We want to find our own ways to cover up our shame.
一个母亲从外面回来，看见她的儿子在厨房里面。
A mother coming home from shopping saw her son in the kitchen.
看见那个孩子很紧张，站在这个厨房的里面。
Saw that her son was very anxious standing in the kitchen.
妈妈说：“你又偷吃饼干了，是不是？”
And the mother said, "Have you been stealing cookies from the cookie jar?"
她说：“妈，没有，没有，我没有。”
And he said, "Mother, I did not."
妈妈说：“你嘴巴旁边的嘴那个饼干屑。”就看见你刚才吃了饼干。
And the mother said, from the crumbs that still lingers on your lips, I can tell you've been taking cookies.
一直到我们看见神为亚当夏娃用皮做的衣服替他们遮盖他们的羞耻。
But then we saw in Genesis that the Lord made clothes for Adam and Eve.
有很多人说那个皮就是羊皮。
And the clothes were made from the leather, and many have interpreted that to mean the leather from the lamb.
这是圣经里面也许第一次给我们隐隐约约看见这个羊羔的图画。
This is the beginning of the teaching of the lamb.
我们也熟悉这些以色列出埃及的时候。
We are all familiar with the story of Exodus.
逾越节被宰的羔羊的这个历史。
How during Passover the lamb was killed.
我们也晓得，当施洗约翰出来传道，看见耶稣的时候，他说：“看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽。”
We know that when John the Baptist came out and saw Jesus, he said, "Look, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world."
这是旧约逾越节的羔羊应验在耶稣的身上。
This is the Passover Lamb from the Old Testament being fulfilled in the body of Christ.
整本的圣经里面，我们最陌生的羔羊的印象。就是启示录里面的羔羊。
But perhaps we are not that familiar with the image of the lamb in the book of Revelations.
启示录里面的羔羊异于启示录以外的羔羊。
The lamb that is recorded in the book of Revelations is very different from what you can see about the lamb otherwise.
启示录以前的羔羊是讲到在地上被杀替罪的牺牲品。
The lamb that was taught before the book of Revelations was the one that was slain and have taken the sins of ours.Of this world.
在启示录里面的那个羔羊是讲到在天上荣耀里面得胜的那个羔羊。
But the lamb recorded in the book of Revelation is the heavenly lamb that is receiving glory.
那是万王之王，万主之主。
He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
但是这个地方告诉我们说，那个万王之王、万主之主在荣耀里面的羔羊，却是一个被杀过的羔羊。
But here we see that this King of Kings and the Lord of Lords that's receiving glory.In heaven was once slain.
约翰在这里告诉我们一个非常重要关于羔羊的一个见证。
And John is trying to tell us something very important about the testimony of the lamb.
这个在荣耀里面的羔羊是曾经在羞辱里面的那个羔羊。
This lamb that is in glory right now was once shrouded in shame.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，亲爱的朋友，这是基督教里面很重要的一个属灵的原则。
Dear brothers and sisters and dear friends, this is an important Christian truth.
进入荣耀的首要条件要经过十字架。
The only path to enter into glory is through the cross.
当我们看见一个家庭享受一个新生的婴孩的快乐的时候，
As we see a family celebrating the arrival of the newborn.
母亲经过了怀胎，母亲经过了产痛的这样的一个经过。
It is through 9 months of pregnancy and then the labor pains.
这样一个原则在圣经第一章一打开来的时候，在创世纪就给我们看见有这样的一个原则。
This same principle has been taught to us in the very beginnings of the book of Genesis.
在创世纪第一章六次提到有晚上，有白日，这是第几天？
6 times recorded in the first chapter of Genesis, it was night and it was day.
什么叫做有晚上，有早晨呢？
What is that meaning? There is night and there is day.
早晨是从晚上带出来的。
The day comes after the night.
在这里我们非但看见这样的一个原则。
So we see this important principle.
这个原则也给我们今天在座许多的人带来安慰。
And this principle has brought much comfort to all of us.
在你的生命当中。
In your life.
在你现在的生活里面。
In your lives right now.
可能还在一个晚上的境界。
Perhaps you're still going through nighttime.
但是从羔羊的故事。
But from the story of the lamb.
我们看见里面何等荣耀这个鼓励的话。
There are so much words of encouragement.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹夜晚虽然很漫长。
Even though the nights may be long.
从那个在荣耀里面的羔羊我们知道这个夜晚有一天要过去。
But because this lamb is now in the glorious realms, we know that the nighttime will pass.
弟兄姊妹，亲爱的朋友，让我再说一次。
Dear friends and brothers and sisters.
也许你现在还在黑夜的经历里面。
Allow me to say this again. Maybe you are right now experiencing darkness.
今天我们在第一个聚会里面。
Today, during the first meeting today.
我看到有好几个弟兄姊妹在我们中间。
I saw several here.
这一年是不太好过的一年。
I know that this year has been very difficult for them.
有的人，他们亲爱的人在这一年离开他们。
Some have had loved ones depart from them this year.
有的人在工作上受到 New England 的经济萧条的影响。
Some have been impacted by the recession in the New England economy.
有的家庭现在正在暴风半径范围的里面。
And some families are under threat of storm.
有许多的夫妇，表面我看不出来，也许你正在经过一段不好过的日子。
Perhaps we cannot see it from the surface, but perhaps many couples are experiencing difficulties.
也许你的身体，也许你个人的心灵，现在正在死因的幽谷当中。
Perhaps it's your physical body. Perhaps it's your feelings that you're right now.As if you were in the valley of death.
弟兄姊妹，让我们在这里得到安慰。那一个荣耀的羔羊，他曾经被杀过。
Let us be comforted because this lamb that is in glory was once slain.
从另外一个角度来看，求主帮助我们不要去逃避神现在为我们学习功课、经历他的这个环境。
Let us learn not to try to escape from these surroundings that perhaps the Lord is trying to teach us something.
当我们从这个角度来看的时候，我们对世界上在我们四周的苦难，我们就有另外一个比较超越、比较潇洒的看法。
Perhaps we should have a new angle of view upon all the sufferings that we're going through.
最近我看到一句话，常常反复思想，得到很大的安慰。
I have received much comfort from a saying.
他说，基督徒好像一包茶叶。
Christians are like a tea bag.
非要用热水去冲泡才有价值。
It has to be steeped in hot water before you can appreciate its value.
我们都不喜欢热水。
Perhaps we all do not like hot water.
我们都不喜欢挫折的环境。
We do not like surroundings that go against our wishes.
我们都不喜欢我们的儿子被派到中东。
We do not like our sons being sent to the Far East.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
这一些热水冲泡的经验。是我们有机会为耶稣基督做见证的机会。
These experiences being in hot water are situations where we can bear testimony to Christ.
因为在荣耀里面的羔羊是那被杀过的羔羊。
The lamb that is in glory was once slain.
第二，我们看见他为什么配来开这个七个印呢？
Why is he worthy to open these seven seals?
因为他用自己的血。从各族、各方、各民、各国中买了人来，叫他们归给神。
Because he has purchased men for God with his blood from every tribe, language, people, and nation.
这句话什么意思？
What does this sentence mean?
我们要明白这句话，我们一定要明白《使徒行传》23-28节的一句话。
To understand this, we need the key from Acts chapter 20, verse 28.
在《使徒行传》20章28节，保罗怎么样对以弗所？教会的长老说呢
There Paul said the following to the elders in the church of Ephesus.
他说圣灵立你们做全群的监督
There Paul said the Holy Spirit has established you as bishops.
你们当为自己谨慎也要为全群谨慎
You have to be cautious about yourselves and for the whole flock.
注意下面一句话他说你们要这样来牧养神的教会
You have to thus shepherd the church of God.
什么叫做神的教会呢
What does the church of God?
接下来他说，就是他用自己的血所买来的。
And that is which he has purchased with his blood.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目。请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。